presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Live from E3 2019. And, you know, every year there's always like these like last minute interviews that just pop up. And I have a good friend here that I think you should surprise everybody. Present yourself.
Well, my name is Corey Marshall. I think most people know me as Ryo Hazuki.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Shenmue franchise.
Yeah, man.
Number three now.
You've been busy here at E3 or what? What's going on with you?
Yeah, you know, hanging out with people. Saw Yu Suzuki yesterday. Got a chance to hang with him. Got a chance to see. Well, actually, I did play a demo of the game myself. Mm-hmm. Looks great. A lot of people already seen the trailers and all that kind of stuff. As everybody knows, detail is great. Light is great. One thing that maybe not a lot of people have seen that I can say is that combat is really cool now. It's what you expect from a modern game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Combat is really smooth. The hits are great. It looks good when impact happens, and I love it. It's great.
That's so cool. You know, I saw him. I met up with a couple people. I went to one of the hotels here locally in LA. He was there eating with his team. I didn't want to bother him.
Right.
So I just kept on walking. But I'm like, oh my God, that's him, the legend. That was cool. How's it been the process, man, since last time we had you on our show?
Yeah.
Till now, like, how's it been? I know I've seen pictures of you recording. Because at that time, you had no idea about the script, nothing. You were just waiting for it.
Right.
It was still pending at the time.
Yeah. We found out about it as it was coming in. Yeah. So I didn't, a lot of times we skip around and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of didn't even really kind of know what was going on until we got some of that final stuff coming in just recently.
Cool.
Process was great. We had a lot of really awesome local, you know, LA talent. A lot of really famous people too that a lot of people will recognize from TV shows, other video games. Some really, really strong talent that when the game is finally released, I think people will be very pleased with the voice talent that we have now here
now,
in LA.
Now, you from behind the scenes, were you surprised that the game was getting delayed, or you had an idea? Like, how was
yeah,
that?
You know, I found out the same time everybody else did.
Okay.
But the way that people were talking, I have to say, maybe I wasn't surprised. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I saw that it was delayed, I kind of had that feeling of, oh, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. But then, like I said, as people had already speculated, they're like, oh, you know, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I heard just a lot of people saying, you know, it's all right. We've already waited. We want to have the perfect game. Please don't push something out and just have it be all glitchy, and you're going to have to do some downloads just to even fix the thing. You know what I mean? They said, it's cool. Just if it's delayed, it's fine. We can do it. And I thought, hey, that's great. You know, a lot of the fans were okay with that, that part of it. You know,
it was a long time ago that you recorded the last game, Shenmue 2.
Mm-hmm.
So now recording this one, man, you still have the skills from back then. Like, was it weird at first? Like, how was it? Like,
yeah,
getting into the character one more time.
You know, the thing is that, When you're doing a lot of voiceover projects, you know, I do other projects. I do TV and film, and I do some animation and stuff like that. It's really quick. You know what I mean? You go into the studio for just a couple hours and then you're done. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But this one, because it is huge, as me being the main character, I'm in there for so long, almost feel like it's riding a bicycle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like muscle memory to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I just remember Hazuki. I remember his character. I remember how focused he is, how stoic he is. And I just kind of remember, like I said, the only thing I can really compare it to, it's like jumping on a bike. You know what I mean? If you rode a bike when you were a kid, you probably remember how to do it now. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with me. It's like, yeah, because I spent 4 months doing the first project, 3 months doing the second project, and I think we did another 3 or 4 months on this one. Mm-hmm. I think with 4 months with the pickups and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's just like, because I'm in the studio so long, it's just it comes naturally, like muscle memory. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you're practicing martial arts, you do these blocks or these punches over and over again, mm-hmm. and it just becomes like automatic.
And what about the old crew? They're back too? And how was that process too?
Since the game hasn't been released,
okay.
I can't speak about who may be back or who may not be back.
Okay.
But luckily, we'll get a little bit more insight to that very quickly.
Okay. And I know you've been checking out like the meeting rooms and the booth. Well, mm-hmm. actually, the meeting room, right? That's where they have the game, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they have a special room upstairs for media and all that kind of stuff.
Is it playable or is it more like a presentation? And how's like the if it's playable, the reaction from journalists that mm-hmm. got to actually play the game mm-hmm. inside the meeting room. I know you probably were standing behind to see the reaction.
Well, luckily I got a chance to play myself. It is a playable demo.
That's good.
You get to go into a particular section that will be very familiar to players. Got to play a couple of games mm-hmm. That we're used to, some lucky hit and all that kind of stuff. Because you can't be Shenmue without some lucky hit, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And but there's also some new ways of training, which is great. You have to go to in the demo. There's some jobs that you get to do that help you with your training, as well as some of the kung fu training that he'll be going through to, of course, become stronger to defeat some of his rivals that are in his way mm-hmm. before he can get to Lan Di, of course, and. And that's cool too, because there are different jobs that help you in different ways, new tasks, I guess, that are special to Shenmue 3 so far. Mm-hmm. And saying before too, combat looks great.
That's cool.
Combat is real smooth. It's something that you would expect from a game for today, because if you remember, you know, playing Shenmue 1 and 2. You know, the characters kind of get jostled around a little bit, because if one character gets too close, there's kind of a pushback.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, a little bit, I mean, it's great for its time, but still it's a little bit, it's jerky. It's, you know.
It was like, they'll hit you, you block, then you kick or punch, right? From back then. Now,
right.
What are the changes for the combat wise for this one that you notice?
Yeah. So when you look at, like I mentioned, a lot of modern games today, when they're engaged in combat, they get close to each other. There's more of a sense of a flow, right?
Yeah.
So it's not jerky. It's not you're not going to lose that immersive feeling when you're in combat, because mm-hmm. sometimes when you're playing Shenmue 1 and 2, like I said, it was great for its time, but yeah, you realize like, oh, it's a computer fighting, because what I mean? And that's just the nature of the beast, mm-hmm. Back in the day, with all games.
Yeah.
But now it's a modern game. So, you know, when a punch or an elbow gets thrown and a head gets thrown back, and maybe your opponent falls or you fall or whatever the case may be, like I said, it's really smooth. It's really fluid. It looks good, looks real. The hits, you know, you can see or, you know, feel that impact when you know, Hazuki throws a hook or something like that, and your opponent gets one solid to the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
looks good.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
I hope people will be happy with that.
So now that, not saying no spoilers or anything like that, but do you feel like, wow, okay, you know, I feel complete now. Like, I did my part, Shenmue 3.
Yeah.
You're satisfied with everything, right? Without spoilers.
Yeah. The thing is that a lot of people know that I'm a fan too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I really like Shenmue. Played Shenmue 1 and 2 myself. I played it with my voice, which is kind of awesome. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of weird, kind of awesome.
Yeah.
My daughter loves it too. You know, it's like when, in fact, I bought 1 and 2 on PS4.
Yeah, the remaster, HD remaster.
Right,
yeah.
Because my daughter had never played it before. And so when we got the remaster, she gets all excited when like a cinematic sequence comes up. You know, we're sitting there playing, we're going through wherever, running through the harbor or something, and then, you know, of course the scene starts and the music starts,
yes.
And you know, my daughter's getting all excited, and she loves to hear my voice, and
the music's so iconic too.
Oh man,
like as soon you hear it, you already mm-hmm. know what it is mm-hmm. right away.
See, the thing is that Shenmue, I've described this before too. Shenmue's like a good book. You know, like mm-hmm. when you start reading a good book and those words start taking over,
yeah.
you leave your own reality for a while, right? Mm-hmm. And you jump into, I don't know, I mean, I'm going to name something really iconic, like Lord of the Rings or something, you know what I mean? Because somebody like Tolkien is so prolific with his writing, and he's so detailed that mm-hmm. if you were to show me a picture of something, I could tell you exactly where that is, where they were at that time, what was going on, just because it is so detailed, right? Yeah. Shenmue is very, very similar, where there's so much detail, and what you mentioned with the music too, when you hear that, you're like, boom, instantly transported from yes. from your reality into the screen, and you think like, okay, I am Hazuki, you know, it's like I'm going through these trials, I'm trying to avenge my father, you know what I mean? Like, because it's so rich, that's why I think people are able to leave their reality behind and jump into somebody else's shoes for a little while.
And how excited are the developers work on this game? I know you went to the studio to record, and there was pictures of them mm-hmm. from Japan. Was that here, or that was in Japan? They came down here. I believe they came to the United States to see you guys record the mm-hmm. English version. And mm-hmm. how was that?
Yeah, Yu Suzuki was here for several days. I had a small team with him, and mm-hmm. I got to see some of the game then, some of the stuff that they had already finished. So I got to see some stuff early on. Mm-hmm. Got to see all those improvements, like I said before, about the texture on the jacket, and lighting's a big thing for me, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. when I see the light on the ground reflecting off the pools of water and the mud or whatever, you know, those kinds of things get me excited, you know?
That's cool.
But, you know, especially since Yu Suzuki is taking this project on, it is very exciting. I know for him, this is like his baby, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can say for him, it's interesting that in his position, he had a chance to tell this story, and he got so far, right? He got one and two, and then mm-hmm. things, you know, for whatever reason, just had a small halt. Mm-hmm. A small hold, right?
Yeah, very small.
18, almost 20 years. But yeah. For him to have this story kind of bottled up to ready to present, like if only he could just get it out again and for it to finally come, you know what I mean? For it to finally be released again. I can't speak from my own knowledge because I don't have that knowledge, but I know most people probably know that Yu Suzuki wants to do more. He wants to do four. He wants to do five. Who knows? Yeah. Five or six. Who knows?
I think the fans definitely need to support this game, and even the new fans that mm-hmm. maybe bought one and two mm-hmm. remastered. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for you to continue the story. For us, we've been waiting this for a very long time, so it's like I feel like it's important for me to finish it.
Right.
You know? So right. I'm excited. My last question is.
Yeah.
When you went to the studio, when you record, and let's say the character movements or punches, do you see that as like video, like an example for mm-hmm. you to come up with an idea like, okay, I want this character to sound like this or that? Or this is more of like you just do hundreds and hundreds of sound effects like mm-hmm. from your own voice?
Yeah.
And like how that works?
Yeah. Let me see if I get you correctly. So mm-hmm. they did have it animated already. And so we go off of that. Japanese was already recorded again. So the first two times we did the project, as far as like voices and falls and kicks and punches and all that kind of stuff, there was a bit of, you know, copy how he's doing it, make it your own, make it Corey Marshall, but you know, try to kind of like follow that example, I guess I should say. Mm-hmm. And So kind of did the same thing this time too. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
It's animated. Japanese is already over the top. So we kind of go off of that. Some things are a little, they don't really translate so much for, you know, just for an American audience. So we would make a very specific sound, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes like, when you're taking somebody by surprise, a Japanese person might be like or something that. You know, we those kinds of things we don't do. So we would have to make it more like a huh, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very subtle, but and then there is the part where they give me a whole script of sounds that I have to make. So again, a lot of times we just kind of go off of previous example, or we go off of
Imagination?
Imagination, yeah. Right? So, you know, with me being a martial artist myself, I kind of remember what it is to fall on the ground, right? Yeah, when somebody, you know, throws me on the ground or whatever, you know what I mean? I remember how that feels. Yeah, so I can translate that from my experience and get hit on the ground or taking a punch to the face or to the gut or whatever. Yeah. So it's a little both. So we have the original video, and then they did give me a large script of stuff that I just need to say. And sometimes I just needed to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Well, Corey, I just want to say thanks. I know this is super last minute. I didn't know you were here. Like,
yeah.
I know I heard you were around yesterday, but I couldn't find you. So I'm like, you know what? Let's see what happens later this week. And look, it popped up like it was meant to be type thing, man. So that's
absolutely, man.
It's our first time that we met, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know? First time in person.
I follow you on social media, you know. I see your posts. Great.
Cool.
It's all good, man. But yo, congrats. And I can't wait for the game to come out later this year.
Oh, no. And I want to let everybody know that if you're a new fan or you haven't played Shenmue before, I'll just be like, hey, this is a game that if you enjoy games today that are large, that have open an open world for you to travel in, and you can remember that Shenmue is the game that really brought that into the forefront, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like playing a part of the past and a new setting with new graphics, and like I said, everything's going to be just better in general. So it's kind of like reading. I know I'm going back to books, but it's kind of like reading Orson Welles, or not Orson Welles, but H.G. Wells or something like that. It's like, okay, he really brought science fiction to where it is today. It's the same thing. Shenmue really brought games where they are today. Yep. So if anybody wants to, realize where games came from, then they should play Shenmue.
Definitely, man. All right, everybody, make sure to hit up Corey online, social media. Want to mention your social media accounts or?
Yeah. You know, again, you guys can find me on, just look up my name, Corey Marshall, Corey Marshall VoiceOver Pro. And you guys can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and I'll be there. But
yes.
You know, I talk about everything. It's not just about Shenmue, okay? So I want to let everybody know that yes. It's not going to be just Shenmue all the
time.
You're
being warned.
Right? So yeah. if you can't take my comments, then just unfriend me. I don't care.
I'm not. Definitely. All right. Thanks for it.
Yeah, take man. Care. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.